From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Baghdad today, scenes of anarchy. Looting continued across the city, and government ministries and other symbols of Saddam Hussein's regime are still burning. The International Committee of the Red Cross says Baghdad's medical system has virtually collapsed due to equipment theft and a shortage of doctors and nurses. The Pentagon says U.S. forces are acting to stop looting where possible.
We'll hear more from Baghdad in just a moment. First, to the other big Iraq news of the day, the northern city of Mosul has fallen without a fight. U.S. troops and Kurdish militiamen entered Mosul after Iraqi government forces abandoned the city. Their departure triggered a citywide looting spree that's still going on. From Mosul, NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Smoke billowed from the rooftops of northern Iraq's largest city today. The fires weren't the result of airstrikes or artillery attacks. They were set by Mosul residents who responded to the withdrawal of Iraqi troops with a frenzy of looting, arson, and vandalism. With no police or soldiers to stop them, mobs broke into the banks and government buildings located in the city's central square. By noon at the Mosul branch of the Central Bank of Iraq, men and children had shattered all the bank tellers' windows and ripped open the doors of the vaults. The ground inside was littered with glass shards and Iraqi dinars. Periodically, townspeople fought each other over bundles of the nearly worthless cash. One of the looters here was a man named Hashim Ghanem Ismail, who said he'd served as a junior officer in the Iraqi army for 25 years. At 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, he said, my superiors ordered me to take off my uniform and go home. The top military commanders then fled the area, he added. Some of them may have gone to Syria. Now dressed in civilian clothes, Ismail, looking sheepish, showed a journalist the wall clock he'd just stolen from the city governorate. The crowd also targeted hotels, universities, and hospitals. At the edge of the city, a medical technician named Hamid Abdullah Mayesa picked through what was left of his ransacked laboratory.
My God. They destroy everything. Everything. My centrifuge is stolen. My microscope.
Not all of Mosul's residents took part in the looting. These bystanders said they were disgusted and disturbed by this citywide rampage.
I want to say I not love this. This is not justice.
This is a good day that Saddam Hussein is ended. It's a good. But this situation and this stealing is a bad thing for the future of Iraq.
Throughout much of the day, no American soldiers could be seen on the streets. But then troops from the 173rd U.S. Airborne Brigade entered Mosul in a 40-vehicle convoy that included hundreds of uniformed Kurdish militiamen. The troops arrived at the central square and quickly dispersed the gathered crowd. American officers then began establishing a security perimeter with the help of the Kurdish fighters.
You wanted 30, right?
30. He said he was putting 30 on the roof. 30 on the roof, 30 here for local security, and the rest is about 180 a perimeter around this building right here.
Within minutes of their arrival, though, gunfire erupted and bullets whizzed overhead from different points around the square.
Where is he?
Moments later, the American soldiers piled into their vehicles and left the square to the Kurds. Unlike the nearby city of Kirkuk, where the Iraqi army's defeat yesterday triggered wild victory celebrations, there was no singing and dancing in Mosul. This may be due to the fact that this predominantly Arab city traditionally supported Saddam Hussein. Today, the people here did not look like they'd been liberated. Instead, the atmosphere felt like defeat. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Mosul, Iraq.